For KBIA in Columbia, I'm DC Benincasa. The Missouri House today passed a roughly $1.2 billion supplemental budget, most of which is from the federal government for coronavirus relief. Jacqueline Driscoll has more on the legislation as it now heads to the Senate.
The budget bill gives spending authority to Governor Mike Parson to ensure the state has access to additional federal dollars. Representative Kip Kendrick, the minority ranking member of the budget committee, says he'd typically oppose giving the power of the purse to the executive branch, but it's the best option right now.
We have now become aware of, due to changing guidance, that we can go back up and free up general revenue in the previous fiscal year, as well as in the first quarter of the current fiscal year.
Kendrick says spending that money appropriately will set the state up for future financial success. But he says there needs to be increased transparency to ensure the funds are going where they should. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
28 employees of the election board in one of Missouri's largest counties have the coronavirus. Jackson County Election Board's director, Tammy Brown, says 8 full-time and 20 part-time employees have tested positive for the coronavirus. She says most employees are doing well and recovering at home, but 2 part-time workers are hospitalized, including 1 in intensive care. Brown says thousands of voters came into the offices to pick up absentee and mail-in ballots, vote, and to drop off ballots. The employees also worked a drive-through line for voters with the coronavirus and people in quarantine. Distribution of a COVID-19 vaccine could begin for some Missouri healthcare workers by next month, according to a state health official. The Columbia Missourian reports that Director of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, Randall Williams, laid out vaccine distribution plans before a panel of state lawmakers this morning. Williams referenced news out of Chesterfield, where clinical trials for Pfizer's vaccine have shown 90% effectiveness in test subjects. Williams says he is optimistic that there will be a vaccine approved for deployment by the end of the year in Missouri by emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. He says if the process goes smoothly, healthcare workers and long-term care facility workers will be the first to receive doses in December. Missouri has less than 2 months to spend roughly $1 billion in federal coronavirus aid, and counties have to spend about $390 million in the same time frame. State Budget Director Dan Hogg yesterday outlined hundreds of millions of dollars in unspent funding that's set to expire this year. Hogg says the state plans to spend all the money still on the table, but counties are running out of time. Counties have spent only $128 million of the $520 million available to them. I'm DC Benincasa, KBIA News, Columbia.